Kenny, you said after the Cardiff game that your side needed a bit more tempo. I think it's fair to say that the game against Barnet was a lot more energetic, really.
Different game, obviously different lineup as well. We only retained three starters in that particular game. And it was an opportunity for the players on the fringe and for some younger players, and also then players coming back from injury to show and to shine. And I was very pleased with the game. We could have been out of sight in terms of chances created and the football that we played. But then when Barnet got a goal back, we had to battle, and the two centre-backs and the keeper had to be strong. And we did that as well. So, you know, we were pleased with all aspects of Tuesday night. And we want to build on that this week and go one better and, you know, win at home at Molineux in the league against Charlton.
Is it one of the youngest sides you've ever put out as a manager? Because I think the average age was 21, 20.
Yeah, I think so. I think taking Lafondra out of it, it was a very, very young team. But we understand that. And as well as being young, it's being good. And I think, you know, there's a high number of those players are very good as well. And that has to continue to improve.
Has anyone maybe forced their way into contention for this weekend then?
It certainly gave me food for thought, yes. We have no injury concerns from last week, so everybody is available. The Championship is a fast, it's a big, strong, competitive league, and you do need a degree of experience to do well in it. That's a fact. Just having young players isn't always enough, but quality young players coming through, blending in at the right time, that's our aim.
Debut for Jed Wallace as well. How do you think he did?
I thought he did very well in the first half. Second period, he looked leggy, which is expected. But, you know, I left him on just to make sure that he could get his fitness and come through it and keep adding to his total of minutes played and hopefully then, reach his full potential.
He had such a good record in League Two, and I mean, by the fact that you've brought him here, it shows that you must think that he can do it at a higher level.
Yeah, I think he's ready for the Championship now. Again, 21 years old, enough league games, goals per game record is very good as well, and he's impressed everybody with his enthusiasm and his character so far, and he'll be itching now to get the chance and the opportunity to build on what he's done, because he's missed a fair chunk of pre-season and will really want to get to top form as quickly as possible at his new club.
Charlton on Saturday, they've had a good start to the season, unbeaten, I think.
Yes, they've had an excellent start and, they're a good side. There's not many, if any, bad sides in the Championship. You have to hit a certain standard to get any type of points or win. So we know that. We respect Charlton, but after that, we want to really cap off a good week before we go into the international break with a win on Saturday and push us up that table slightly and for us anyway, bring back some confidence.
It was 0-0 between the two sides at Molineux last season. I think it's fair to say it wasn't a classic, so hopefully a more entertaining game this time round.
Yeah, I'm sure it was difficult for us to break them down and they're good, they're compact, they break well then after... after stifling you, so they have a lot of assets, definitely, and we'll have to be aware of that. But for us, yeah, a high tempo game, a good passing, with some quality going forward is what we're looking for.
Now, there's been a lot of unwanted attention really on Benicophobia in the last few days, but the club's stood very firm and been very straightforward that they don't wish to sell, providing nothing drastic happens in the last few days. And you must be very pleased with that kind of stance.
Yes, I am, and there's a high amount of speculation, there really is. But for us inside of Wolves, nothing's changed since we've issued the club statement last week, and our stance is exactly the same as it was then and hasn't changed.
And having interviewed Bennett before, I know he's a very down-to-earth guy and he's not going to get affected by this, is he?
No, he's not, and for him, we understand it's unsettling, it's an unsettling period, but... You know, we can only speak for Wolves, and as I said, we made a statement last week, and nobody at the club has wavered off that or is going to.
Any hopes of bringing anyone else in before the deadline?
We'll see. It's not something that we're necessarily close to. I don't think anybody will be involved on Saturday, but our recruitment team are working away, and if we feel we can improve it, we will.